So Pam Davis is next with Work and Water, and then Lawrence will be after that.
Work and Water. Many decades ago, I read Working by Studs Terkel. I was fascinated by all the different jobs you could do in the world. My world, as a teen and living at home, not knowing what I wanted to be when I grew up, was all-consuming. We lived off the grid in Del Mar, a mile from the beach, just off Freeway 5 at Del Mar Heights. We rented 5 acres. Electricity was no problem. We were hooked up, but we had no telephone or TV. And we were responsible for getting all our own water. That meant taking several trips to the yellow fire hydrant located next to the ExxonMobil gas station on Del Mar Heights Road. Dad had this really old water truck. It barely ran, top speed about 18 miles per hour. The truck was very loud, and I didn't drive yet. I wasn't old enough, but I had to accompany my dad. I had to hold the fire hose into the top of the tank and yell when it was full so he could shut it off. And we had a round cement cistern that held 10,000 gallons, and that usually lasted our family of four about 1 month. Nobody said anything. We had no permits or permission for the water. We just had an old water truck, fire hose, and a big wrench, and we got our water. Typically, I'd get embarrassed as cars would pass us on the country road. The truck had no doors. We lived walking distance from Torrey Pines High School, one of the richest schools in the United States, where I attended. I was sure some rich white kid from the water polo team would see me and recognize me from the track team and know that I was dirt poor. I needed money, so I got my first job at the Albatross Restaurant on 101. It's now the library. Anyway, I was a dishwasher there. I made minimum wage of $2.65 an hour. This sounds reminiscent of, I remember when a loaf of bread was a nickel. Sorry about that. Fast forward 20 years, I got my dream job teaching elementary school kids, and it just went by so fast. I feel that I never reached my full potential, and I wonder if other people feel that way too. Dark night of the soul, and today is the longest day of the year. Happy summer solstice. And I'm left thinking, there are lots of jobs left to do. What will my next career move be now that I'm getting older? I still am wondering what I'll be when I grow up.
Thanks, Pam.